ultimately, to me, the passive income is what helps you buy your freedom. If you can get your passive income, your investment money to pay for your expenses, you'll be able to declare financial independence. But that will require some sacrifice as well, because the life most people live is not very sustainable. So if you have an 8-year financed vehicle, or your car costs equal to your annual income, you're going to need to make some changes initially. I'm not saying people have to live a minimalist lifestyle or sacrifice forever, but to really do this right, where you cut spending dramatically and then increase your passive income to become financially independent, you will have to make some initial sacrifices.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Is it possible to end up rich? Well, yes, it is. According to the guest on my show today, you just need to want to be rich and to give it some focus. It's possible. And if you can turn your hobby into an income stream, that's even better. Apparently, the trick is to start creating some income for you that comes no matter what effort you make. So it's the passive income. That's your long-term goal, is to have income streams coming in from passive investments, investing in real estate, for example, something that's going to pay you an income each month, something that will pay your bills. That's your goal. And this can be achieved at any age. So start working on it now.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Ann Nelson. And today on the line, we have a self-made multimillionaire and co-founder of Future Money Trends and a newly published author. Daniel Amaduri is the most widely recognized online authority in investment ideas and economic advice, and he is coming to us from San Diego. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, pleasure to talk to you, Anne.
I forgot to mention you're a very young multimillionaire as well.
Well, I mean, it depends how you look at it. I mean, I'm 38, so it's young in some circles, older in many others.
Yeah. And you've got a very big online presence. Could you give us a bit of a background to where you got started and how you've developed this big following?
Yeah, I mean, I started out on YouTube just as a hobby. I just wanted to talk about economics and personal finance. So a lot of people did that as a hobby, back, 2007, 2008, much like a lot of people were podcasters. And during that same moment in time when I started my YouTube channel, I was going through the 2008 crisis, just like everybody else. And I had lost a lot of money. Had lost money in the housing market. Had lost money into some silver and gold that I had purchased, and wasn't doing too well. And it happened to be that I just started kind of tracking my progression with my YouTube audience. And that's ultimately how we created FutureMoneyTrends.com.
FutureMoneyTrends.com. That sounds like it's very helpful. So where have you made most of your money?
That's an interesting question because, there's active income and then there's passive income. Now, the most stable is the passive income. It's coming from different investments like single family homes, different crowdfunded real estate investments, even business ventures. And then I have my active income, which started off as a hobby. You know, it was just YouTube and then Future Money Trends. And then we started taking on advertisers. So I got very lucky that I was able to, during this journey, actually monetize my hobby, which is one of the things I talk about in my book as well, is about how to monetize your hobby, how to perhaps even turn your own job into your first client. So when I did it, it was obviously you know, a time of crisis. We're not in a time of crisis now, but you know, I was broke, and you know, I talk about the first chapter and the first intro starts off with me in a bankruptcy attorney's office with my wife, and I just wanted to share that with people because I just wanted them to know that no matter where they're starting at, you know, you can achieve financial independence and you can change your financial habits and disciplines.
How important is it to create that passive income?
I think it's extremely important. And, you know, for your listeners, we actually have the intro in the first chapter of the book at futuremoneytrends.com/save. And they can read that part free. And it will talk about wealth as how I define it, which is basically the ability to control your time. And that's what the passive income is going to give you. The passive income is what allows you to either perhaps go part-time on a work, or perhaps you quit your job that you might hate and go full-time with the job you love. Maybe you want to be a martial arts instructor or a yoga teacher, or maybe you want to, you know, try something else that that has to do with more on the hobby side. But you can't make that much money from it, but the passive income could offset it. But ultimately, to me, the passive income is what helps you buy your freedom. If you can get your passive income, your investment money, to pay for your expenses, you'll be able to declare financial independence. But that will require some sacrifice as well, because the life most people live is not very sustainable. So if you have an 8-year finance vehicle, or your car costs equal to your annual income, you know, you're going to need to make some changes initially. I'm not saying people have to live a minimalist lifestyle or sacrifice forever, but to really do this right, where you cut spending dramatically and then increase your passive income to become financially independent, you will have to make some initial sacrifices.
So you're saying that most people overspend?
Oh, by far, just like our governments all overspend around the world. You got to consider that most people will buy, at least in the United States, they will buy a car at about 1x their annual income. That sounds insane. And they spread the payments out over 8 years. They'll buy houses that are 5 to 10x their annual income. And then they will spread the payments out for 30 years. And then they'll often have revolving credit card debt, which is very common here. They are very speculative in what they do invest in. You know, they'll put money in a 401k, these retirement accounts. They have no idea what the money is going to be at when they're older. They have no idea what the tax rate will be, even when they withdraw the money. So most people are overspending and they're speculating with their investments.
That's very interesting, because if you go to a financial planner, that's probably where they're going to say you put your money for them to invest in your 401k or the equivalent.
Absolutely. And it works out great for them.
So you're saying that we should be taking more control over where our money goes, the decisions made for investing our savings?
Absolutely. I mean, my wife and I, we had a rule. If we were going to make an investment and we wanted to make as many investments as we could, we had a simple rule. We had to receive a check from it at least 1 to every 3 months. So if we could not be paid by what we were investing in, we didn't do it. So, which is one of the reasons why we didn't do the 401ks, because I was like, look, you know, we're 30 years old at the time. And I was like, you know, we can't even touch the money until you're 57 and a half without penalty. And then you don't even know what your tax rate's going to be on the withdrawal, when in the United States, we're actually paying the lowest taxes since 1931. So I didn't want to just defer. I wanted to like, hey, how can this help me right now? How can I use my own money to help me? Imagine that. You know, so many of us think that the cookie cutter plan with that financial retirement planners give us has been around forever, but it hasn't. Retirement itself is relatively new if you look at how modern day conventional retirement is. So I think people should consider perhaps even, you know, you can save for retirement, go for it. But I think you really need to focus on how are you going to use the fruits of your labor to help your life and enhance your life right now and in the future, both. You don't have to just completely defer lifestyle and all your money to some Wall Street advisor who's going to fee and commission it.
That's very interesting. And it's something that a lot of people don't think about, especially when they're young. So how are you helping people to recognize that they need to take control of their finances, especially at a younger age?
You know, the Millennial's Guide to Financial Freedom is really focused on the millennial generation, Gen Xers, but anyone can do it. But you know, when it comes to young people, I think a lot of times they feel like they had it harder than their parents, but it's the opposite in my opinion. And I try to reveal this and open their eyes in the book that, look, if you are born in this generation and you're a millennial and now you're in your 20s or 30s, you have the mobility like never before, like no human on the planet. You have communications with the internet and social media that nobody on the planet in history of mankind could have experienced and had at their fingertips. I mean, you can start a business for $10 at GoDaddy. So, I mean, the opportunity to freelance yourself or to sell your skills, it's better than ever. So if they do start focusing on their finances and stop, being sad about the opportunities they don't have that perhaps the baby boomers did, I think they'll find themselves in a situation where they really can do anything they want. And they can work from home. They don't have to work in an office or sit in traffic. And so for young people to get financially free, it's a matter of like anybody else. It's a matter of just focusing.
Yeah. And I think the baby boomers may have made things a bit easy for the millennials and the young people because they did benefit from that era. And most of the baby boomers would own their own homes, and they've made it easy for the young people, and the younger people haven't had the struggle that perhaps the earlier generations have had.
Sure. And, if you look at the baby boomers, they had perhaps one of the best real estate markets, best bond markets, best stock markets. And, the median account for a Vanguard 401k or who has that's 65 plus, the median account's only $58,000. So I think it's a good wake-up call for young people to say, hey, did this really work out? Even for the baby boomers. So I think it's a good opportunity for millennials to kind of say, hey, what are the other alternatives? And I ask this question myself, what do the banks invest in? What do the insurance companies invest in? What do the wealthiest people invest in? They're not speculating like the middle class. They're not just hoping things will go up and hoping things will compound at an average return, which they never do. They actually go out and buy things that preserve their wealth and produce income.
Mm. So what's your top tips for creating a side business then for anyone, even no matter what their age?
I would just focus on delivering value to other people. And if you can't over-deliver, in fact, you must over-deliver value. When I teach my kids about money, they own like some basic stocks like Disney. And we always analyze the business itself. I'm like, what makes them exceptional? What makes them great? And that's really what you want to do. If you turn, perhaps you want to make your own employer. You work for a small business. You might be able to save the money by becoming an independent contractor. But that opens up the gate for you to not only be in more control of your time, but to perhaps take on a second or third client. A lot of people don't, fully appreciate that employees themselves are like little businesses. They're individual businesses to that employer, to whoever the boss is. And you could actually truly make yourself independent of that and save the employer money because they don't have all the workers' compensation and regulations. And then you can become an independent contractor and have more clients. You don't have to be just married to one employer, which is very risky. And then, of course, if you have a great hobby that you're very passionate about, how can you sell those skills online? Or how can you monetize that hobby near where your place of residence is?
Mm-hmm. It sounds great advice. I'd like to, before we finish up, I see in the information that's been sent over about you that you know a bit about Bitcoin.
One of the first newsletters to profile it.
Right. And it seems like Bitcoin Cash has now taken off. Even in my local community, there's launching businesses that will, an app that will, you can pay for goods with your Bitcoin Cash. It seems as though it is starting to really take off.
Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin are speculative. So I think anybody listening to this is talking about retirement or an alternative to retirement. Just know that those are speculative investments. I think they're going to be adopted. We've already seen like the blockchain and cryptography totally being adopted globally with central banks, governments, sovereign wealth funds, Facebook, JP Morgan. So if you're an enthusiast in the blockchain or cryptography, it's a great opportunity for you right now to actually participate in that and build businesses around it that service that space. But for people who are looking at, hey, what can I speculate? I personally like Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Ethereum Dash. But I would stick to the big ones and not the altcoins just because that's a speculator's game, an extreme speculator's game, and you've got to know what you're doing. Otherwise, you're almost certain to lose money.
Yes. It seems a bit confusing to the novice because there just seems to be hundreds and hundreds of cryptocurrencies out there these days.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been very interesting, and I believe your book has just been launched, but it's already doing amazingly well on Amazon.
Yeah, no, I mean, if your listeners would like, if you go to futuremoneytrends.com/save, you can take it for a test drive. And then there's, of course, a link on Amazon where you can buy the book.
And what are you calling your book again?
Oh, A Millennial's Guide to Financial Freedom. Don't Save for Retirement.
And you recommend that a grandparent can buy it and give it to their grandchildren?
Absolutely. And I think if they read it, I think they'll appreciate it first because they'll see exactly what I'm trying to help people do.
Okay. So any tips for before we finish up?
You know, I would just tell people, like, really, you know, focus on your life. There's no proven perfect way or blueprint. I know the financial advisors and the media try to condition us, but really step back. What do you want in your life? Your time on earth here is finite. Don't waste it living somebody else's expectations or somebody else's supposed lifestyle. Really choose your destiny. And one of the ways you're going to be able to do that is be able to buy your freedom. And you're going to have to make some tough choices. But if you buy the book, I'll help you. And of course, if you go to futuremoneytrends.com, I'm happy to help you and answer any questions you might have.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's been very enlightening talking to you, and all the best with your book.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.